This is Pulse 95. You're listening to the Morning Magilis podcast.
It's the Morning Magilis.
It's the Morning Magilis, and if you're looking for doing something different over the Eid holidays, you've got a three-month-long exhibition, House of Wisdom, a fan favourite indeed. Their lobby has been transformed into a beautiful gallery. And to talk to us in greater detail about this, we're very kindly joined by the Cultural Planning Manager, Fatima Al-Mahmoud from the House of Wisdom. Very good morning to you.
Very good morning to you too.
Well, looking forward to this. Now, it's called Chapters of Islamic Arts. It's taken place before, but now this time we're focusing on carpets.
Correct. So Chapters of Islamic Art is us celebrating the collection that was gifted to us by His Highness Dr. Sheikh Sultan bin Muhammad Al-Qasimi, the ruler of Sharjah, when House of Wisdom first opened. So this is the collection that lies in our Wisdom Vault. And it has a collection that is all about Islamic art, from architecture to travel, literature, and Islamic inscriptions and decorations. So this year we decided to open the first chapter, and it happens to be carpets.
Looks amazing.
And also talk to us about the cultural and historic significance of the textile carpets. The artisan carpets and textiles, and the why it's been highlighted in this exhibition.
So our vision, or our technically our, I'd say it's more of a mission, is how we can bridge the gap between the past and the present. So what we did was look into these old rare books that highlight the weaving techniques, that highlight the styles, and look into Oriental carpets deeply. So we've divided the exhibition into three sections: a section where these books are shown in the bookcases, and we have five bookcases, one that looks into Persian carpets specifically, and then you'll have more of a regional carpet section, and then you'll have like the Sehna weaving section. Last but not least, there is the impact of Oriental carpets on the West. And by bridging the gap, what we did basically is collaborate with two partners who are leading within the carpet industry here in the UAE, and that is FBMI. FBMI works closely with artisans in Afghanistan as a form of support and providing for these artisans. They're mainly women who have no providers. So what they do is work with designers who are based in the UAE, have them design these carpets, and these designers eventually work with these artisans closely and get these designs done in a very beautiful way. Another collaborator is Jaipur Rugs, who also works in the same way. They work with weavers in Jaipur. And a bit different from the approach of FBMI, these weavers get to tell their own stories, get to design their own patterns, and we have a very nice selection. So I do invite you guys to come see the exhibition. So with Jaipur Rugs, we also have an antique carpet. And what's really funny about that antique carpet is when we were hanging it up on a straight wall, it was not, there was something wrong. It wouldn't align directly, and we were trying to figure out why. And then we're like, okay, guys, it's an antique carpet. Mm-hmm. It's handmade. So they did not have all the tools and materials that we tend to use nowadays. So it's really beautifully done in that asymmetrical format. So that's the way we did it, with bridging the gap. But last and not least, we collaborated with Sar Al Khayal in an interactive installation where we invite people to weave. So Sar Al Khayal did the whole research, which was an exhibition that happened at 1971 Design Space, which I myself curated. And what we did was celebrate Sedu, because she did a whole research on Sedu. And when we look at weaving in the UAE, weaving was not done in carpet format. It was done for Sedu, because if we are to look at the carpets that were here in the UAE, given our environment, they were more of the safafa, the dried palm tree leaves. So it's not for us, the weaving is more of the sedu patterns that we see on tents. So with Sara, the interactive technique is basically to teach people how to do the weaving technique,
wow.
how to start with that, and it's really therapeutic. So you guys should come down. And
wow, absolutely. It sounds incredible. And what we know so far is that Her Excellency Sheikha Bodour actually inaugurated this event back on the 15th of March. But we also know that it's so different from the previous year because it's a bit more specific. Yes, we do know that last year was Chapters of Islamic Art, and that was it. It was more of a general vibe. This one is solely focusing on carpets. I'd like to know how the reception has been now that you've made it a little bit more specific.
Yes. So, like I mentioned, the four sections of the books that we have, they just look into carpets specifically. And then the two other sections, we have around, I'd say, seven carpets from Jaipur Rugs that tell the story of these artisans along with the antique piece and along with the modern piece.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other pieces that are by FBMI, we have two pieces actually by Roda Shamsi. We have a piece by Dubai Abdullah. We have another piece by the artisans themselves. And that collection looks into piece. So you'd find different elements that are all weaved together from different cultures into that carpet. So it's very specific because basically you'd see like carpets all over House of Wisdom because even in our board game Majlis that's upstairs, we have the whole theme happening throughout House of Wisdom, including the outdoor area, because this exhibition actually launched with our Ramadaniyat event that happens annually. This is the third go. We have a few FMB spaces that are taking place outdoors along with the program that we have, the Little Readers program that's also going. It's a whole celebration of weaving and carpet. There's so much going on with the weaving, I'd say, at House of Wisdom right now.
I witnessed that myself. I was actually at the House of Wisdom a few days ago
and
I was in the outdoor area and I saw the carpet with His Highness Sheikh Dr. Sultan bin Muhammad Al-Qasimi. It was actually displayed outside. It was beautiful.
So that was a live performance by Ahmed Mahzouia. He's a Saudi artist, and we flew him in. So when we launch our exhibitions, our programs tend to revolve around these exhibitions in the sense of theme. So we had heavy conversations of people who are interested in the carpet industry, have them be artisans, weavers. We had a very beautiful discussion by also bridging the gap between the past and the present by having old artisans who are Emirati sit with designers like Sara Al Khayal, Reem bin Saifan, and others. So Ahmed was also part of the program and he did a very beautiful piece of a portrait of Dr. Sheikh Sultan bin Muhammad Al Qasimi, the ruler of Sharjah, on a carpet.
Wow, and they're now exhibited for this time being.
So, yes, he just finished it off on Sunday.
Nice, okay. So now, I'm going to take advantage of whilst you're here because you know, your role is Cultural Planning Manager, of course, at House of Wisdom. For people to make the most of their time when they go to House of Wisdom, because we have the Ramadaniyat event right now, so they shouldn't miss out on it. So what can they look forward to and how should they make the most of their time by going there?
Well, you've mentioned Eid. We're
going
to have a full-on Eid program for the Lit Readers section.
Wow.
Also for some adults, there'll be a lot of hands-on activities. Also that revolve around carpets.
Right.
So there'll be a lot of weaving also happening throughout. All our activities are announced on our social media accounts and are also on the website.
Amazing. And looking into future plans, does the House of Wisdom intend to expand its focus on Islamic art?
Yes. So this is, since we've opened the first chapter, the coming years would be around other chapters that delve into Islamic art, and they will be happening with every Ramadaniyat event. However, the exhibition would go on for 3 months because that's a lot of work to last a month. So that's the plan, inshallah.
And it's great to know that it is lasting for 3 months so that everyone out there can take full advantage of it. Now, if someone is listening and they do want to take full advantage of it, can you give us an insight of the timings and when is best to be going down to the House of Wisdom?
So during Ramadan, we're open from 9 to 2 a.m.
Wow.
Yes. Wow.
Class. We're there for late nights.
Late nights.
Night owls unite.
And after Eid, inshallah, we'll be back to our regular working hours, which is also from 8 to midnight, mm-hmm. Or 11 during the week. All our working hours are mentioned on the website, so people can check that out.
Amazing. Well, I'm looking forward to those little activities that you've got for young ones to get involved with, which is really, really incredible. Well, thank you very much for joining us, Fatma, this morning.
Thank you, guys.
And I think you've just convinced us to have our night owl sessions tonight at House of Wisdom.
Well, it's food, culture, and everything.
Nice.
And a beautiful weather as well.
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah. And a beautiful venue, to say the least. That is, of course, the House of Wisdom. Well, Fatma Al Mahmoud, being the cultural planning manager at the House of Wisdom, really giving us an insight on the chapters of Islamic art carpets. And you have 3 months to take advantage of it. So definitely head down there to do so. If you want to catch that conversation, you can do as a podcast. Just head online, Spotify, Apple Podcast, and SoundCloud as well. We'll be right back after some musical entertainment.
This is Pulse 95. Tune in live every weekday from 7 a.m.